Okay, so we're going to learn about Hillel. Learn about is an adult word. For children, I'll tell you the story of Hillel. They don't need to know they're learning. It's a story. Okay, so Hillel was known for his patience. Once, there were two men, not such positive men, and they made a bet with one another. One said to the other, "You know how patient Hillel is? You could never get him upset." So the second guy said, "I'm sure you could." The first guy said, "No, nothing you do would get him upset." So the second guy said, "I'm willing to bet I could get him upset." The first guy said, "I'm telling you, you can't." The second guy said, "But I'm telling you, I could. I'm sure I could. You want to bet on it?" He said, "Fine, I'll bet you on it." And they bet a tremendous amount of money called 200 zuz. And that's the equivalent in today's terminology. That's the equivalent of about $100,000. So they bet a large amount of money on whether he could get Hillel upset. And then the man who bet that he would be able to get Hillel upset, he had a plan. So he went to the neighborhood where Hillel lived, and it was Friday afternoon, a time that most people are pressured, and Hillel was getting ready for Shabbos. He had walked in to bathe himself. Hillel was known that he would bathe himself and cleanse himself. When he'd finish his classes, he would tell his students, "I'm going to do a mitzvah." They'd ask him, "What mitzvah are you going to do?" Hillel said, "I'm going to the bathhouse." And they'd ask him, "What mitzvah is there in that?" And Hillel would say, "Hashem created me in his form." And just like when there's a statue of the king, the person who cleans the statue, makes it beautiful, he gets a special salary from the king. I represent the king of all kings. I represent Hashem in this world. When I cleanse myself and I make myself look nice, then certainly Hashem's happy with me and I'll get wages. That's also a mitzvah. So Hillel, on Friday afternoon, was going to cleanse himself. He was taking his bath when suddenly this man, who was intent on getting Hillel upset, came outside and started yelling in a very disrespectful way. "Who's Hillel around here? Who's Hillel around here?" Now that's not the way you address the leader of the Jewish people, the man who was the equivalent of the king at the time, the biggest rabbi of those times. The patient Hillel was in the bathhouse, and he realizes someone is looking for him, so he stops his bath, he wraps himself, and comes out. And he says, "It is I." And so the man says, "Are you Hillel?" So he says, "Yes." He doesn't tell him, "Are you the rabbi? Are you the nasi? Are you Hillel?" As though he knows him. And he says, "Yes." So the man says, "I have a question." So Hillel says, "Son, ask." So he says, "Well, why do the Africans have wide feet?" Friday afternoon, he has a very important question. So Hillel says, "Well, in Africa, they have swamps and they have big puddles, and so they have to manage as they walk through those swamplands. So Hashem allowed their feet to grow wider, so that when they walk through big puddles, they will be better off for it." So the man says, "Thank you." Hillel goes back into the bathhouse. Now he starts hearing yelling again. He's just starting to take his bath again. "Who's Hillel around here? Who's Hillel around here?" Not so respectful. Now he's already met Hillel. So what is he doing yelling out there like he had before? So Hillel comes out, he wraps himself again, and he comes out. It's Friday afternoon. And the man goes, "You Hillel?" So he goes, "Yeah." So he says, "I have a question for you." Hillel goes, "Son, ask, go ahead." He says, "Why do the people out in the deserts have their eyes with slits in them? They have much thinner eyes than everyone else." So he said, "Oh, that's a great question, son. You asked a great question. Hashem made it so that the sand that's in the air frequently will hurt them less. They're less affected by it. So that's why Hashem made their eyes like that. Okay. Hillel goes back to the bathhouse. The man waits. Hillel's about to get into the bath. He's, again, who's Hillel around here? Who's Hillel? No respect. Hillel's been through this scene already twice. Hillel wraps himself and comes out. And he says, you Hillel? Yeah, son. I have a question to ask you. Notice how he's wasting his time and trying his patience. And now he's going to say something insulting about Hillel. Hillel was known that he came out of Babylon. So he says to Hillel, why do people coming out of Babylon have funny looking heads? Why are their head shapes different? So Hillel says, ooh, that's a great question you asked. He says, you know, the midwives in Babylon aren't so good. So when the babies are born, they handle their heads improperly. And so they end up with warped heads. But that's a really good question. So the man goes, you Hillel? So he goes, yeah. He says, I have a lot of questions. I'm just scared you'll get upset at me. So Hillel sits down and he goes, I won't get upset. Notice how he's trying to get Hillel to get upset. Hillel, what would a regular person say? Of course I'm going to get upset. Why are you doing this? Why don't you save these questions for a different time? It's Friday afternoon. Why do you always have to yell out, who's Hillel around here? It's a little embarrassing for me. All my neighbors hear this like this. And you did it three times and these questions are not exactly so important. They have to run out here. But Hillel doesn't say that. What does Hillel say? Ask. He says, I have a lot of questions. He says, ask my son, ask. He says, you're Hillel? He says, yeah. He says, I wish the Jewish people don't have a lot of people like you. He's trying his last straw. He sees he can't budge Hillel. So he says to him a line like that. I wish there not be a lot of people like you among the Jews. So what's Hillel supposed to think? I've been so patient with him. I've answered his questions. He asked me far out questions and I'm still answering them. And what is the thank you I get? There shouldn't be a lot of people like you around. What does Hillel say? Hillel calmly asks him, why'd you say that? So he says, well, I bet 200 coins that I could get you upset. And it doesn't look like I'm succeeding here. So Hillel says, you should lose those 200 and another 200 and I shouldn't get upset. And be careful next time not to be so quick to bet. You shouldn't be betting like that. Hillel should not get upset. Hillel taught us the Mishnah. Be a student of Aaron. Love peace, pursue peace. Love Hashem's creations. Ohev et ha-beriyot. Could be the guy is not the greatest guy in the world. Ohev et ha-beriyot. You love Hashem's creations. He's also a creation of Hashem. He is also a creation of Hashem. So hard to remember that. Very often, again, we become tunnel visioned. He's annoying. We have so many things why we don't like that person. He cheated me. He wasn't right to me. We always have good reasons why we don't like a person. Ohev et ha-briyot. Hillel teaches us to love a person because he is Hashem's creation. U'mekarvan la-Torah. And so a person ultimately brings people close to Torah. And this is the rule. It has to begin with sincerely liking the other person. Ohev et ha-briyot. It can't be conditional. Do you love the other person without conditions? As is. As is. And this is true in every relationship. We always gauge. Is it conditional or does he really like me? Is it conditional or does he really like me? Can any of us say that we have unconditional love? So to our children we do. And to ourselves we do. If we're healthy. To ourselves we have unconditional love. We disappoint ourselves sometimes. And to our wives, we have to work on it. We should. But it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. That's what we've been discussing all night. So you say, very few people.